And they are praying for us tonight. They had special prayer for these meetings. And we've just come to be with you. Brother Mike Hunt and myself, we arrived today. And we just want to meet each one of you. We're thankful for the message. And I'm sure that you are as well. The prophet said that the great mystery of Christ was gradually unfolding. And perhaps you came to the service tonight to attend another meeting, or to hear a special speaker. But I believe it's much more than that. It's an unfolding of Jesus Christ. And your pastor read out of the first of Ephesians and spoke of the heavenly places. And the prophet said that that was our position. And so what is unfolding is our position. And I came here tonight expecting to hear not just Brother Vin, but Jesus Christ. I came here tonight expecting. And if you people understand what it is to go into a restaurant. All right. If you don't put in an order,
si usted no pone una orden,
you won't get any food.
Usted no recibirá comida.
And so I wonder tonight if you came and put in an order before you come.
Así que me pregunto, ¿puso su orden en esta noche usted para comida?
Whatever you order is what you'll get.
Lo que usted ha ordenado es lo que usted va a recibir.
If you get nothing,
si usted recibe nada,
because you didn't order something.
Es porque usted no ordenó nada.
And I believe it'll be prepared just right.
Yo creo que será preparado correctamente.
So that God will make known to you.
Para que Dios le dé a conocer a usted.
And to me.
Y a mí también.
Our position.
Nuestra posición.
So I'm just happy to be here.
Así que estoy feliz de estar aquí.
And I'm going to say the best thing I can say.
Yo puedo decir la mejor cosa que puedo decir.
God bless you.
Dios le bendiga.
Yo estuve en Carolina del Norte, hermano, en esta ocasión, el hermano Erico estaba predicando, ¿verdad?, el campamento. Y bueno, por supuesto, yo no entiendo, ¿verdad?, bien el inglés, pero podía sentir, hermano, ¿verdad?, la presencia del Señor mientras nuestro hermano traía la palabra. Y es una cosa bien tremenda, ¿verdad? Porque la congregación se fundó en cada ocasión, y bueno, se pusieron de piedra y empezaron a alabar al Señor. Y fue algo bien precioso, ¿verdad? El hermano Ben Daisy me comentaba, ¿verdad? Y él decía que el mejor campamento que habían tenido era este, era durante ese tiempo. Y bueno, yo le dije, bueno, ¿cuál fue la razón? Y él fue sincero y dijo, nunca habíamos escuchado la palabra como le escuchamos. Ahora, no fue el hermano, ¿verdad? Fue el Espíritu Santo. Y el hermano Daniel expresaba eso. Él un don de impresión. Hemos tenido el mejor campamento hasta ahora por la calidad de palabra que hemos escuchado, ¿verdad? Hermanos, podíamos sentir, ¿verdad?, una inspiración bien hermosa, bien preciosa, hermanos, y yo creo que nosotros hemos sentido eso aquí, ¿verdad?, en la iglesia, hermanos, cuando hemos estado aquí en reuniones, y ¿verdad?, hemos visto cómo el Espíritu Santo se ha movido aquí, ¿verdad? hay un espíritu de inseguridad todavía. Y la nube, hermano, se ha paseado aquí en este lugar.
Aleluya, amén.
Y estamos seguros que lo mismo que será la sensación de la vida. Será algo maravilloso, hermano. Yo. La bendición más grande que podemos recibir, hermano, es la palabra del Señor.
Aleluya.
Y en cuanto de pie, una vez más, vamos a entonar un canto y de esta manera vamos a introducir a nuestro hermano Linda Yara y el hermano Elías Rodríguez. Todo que es, todo lo que es. Esperamos que nos controle y que el gran rey no haya.
Thank you. shall we bow our heads and close our eyes? Heavenly Father,
Padre Celestial,
how thankful we are tonight, Lord.
Como te agradecemos esta noche.
That we can be gathered together in your divine presence.
Que podemos estar reunidos en tu presencia divina.
To worship you, Lord.
Para adorarte, Padre.
Father, we appreciate you being here amongst us.
Te agradecemos por estar aquí entre nosotros.
And we are thankful for this time that you have appointed
us. Te agradecemos por la oportunidad que nos has dado, Señor.
Lord, see your servants have gathered in different places.
Señor, ver tus siervos que se han reunido en diferentes lugares.
Coming to build with great expectation in their hearts, Lord.
Hemos venido al edificio con gran expectativa, Padre.
Lord, we want to send our hearts upon you.
Señor, queremos centrar nuestro corazón a ti.
We take every spirit here under our control.
Como está el espíritu bajo nuestro control.
We are determined tonight, Father.
Estamos determinados esta noche.
To the faith that you have given unto us.
Por la fe que nos ha dado.
And the devil will not hinder us tonight.
Que el diablo no nos va a impedir.
Lord, for the faith that you have brought tonight.
Porque nos paramos en este lugar, Padre.
We claim all the equipment tonight.
La reclamamos cada equipo, Padre.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
En el nombre de Jesucristo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh God.
Oh Dios.
May you just take full control.
Toma control pleno, Padre.
May the Holy Spirit.
Que el gran Espíritu Santo.
Bring every mind in subjection to your word tonight.
Trae cada mente a sujeción a la palabra.
Lord, may you lead and direct us.
Dirígenos, Padre.
In the path of service.
En el servicio del Señor.
We pray you speak this in a special way tonight.
Habla de una manera especial, Padre.
We pray the word go forth in power, demonstration of the Holy Spirit.
Que la palabra salga en demostración y poder.
That God has placed a great faith in the hearts of your people.
Señor, que traiga gran fe en el corazón de la gente.
Stay sufficient for this hour, Lord.
Es suficiente para esta hora.
We see a great darkness moving in.
Vemos gran oscuridad en la escena.
We see a great challenge rising.
Vemos un gran reto levantarse.
The Lord, remember your promise.
Pero Señor, tú prometiste.
When it gets dark.
Cuando se vuelve oscuro.
When it gets gloomy.
Cuando se vuelve tiniebla.
There's a man here that can turn on the light.
Hay un hombre aquí que puede encender la luz.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's in here amongst us.
Señor, Él está aquí entre nosotros.
That's the Holy Spirit.
El gran Espíritu Santo.
Padre, we come in every one of your hands.
Y tomamos todo en tu mano, Padre.
We thank you for everyone that is here.
Te agradecemos por cada persona aquí.
And most of all, Father.
Y más que todo, Padre.
That you are here amongst us.
Que tú estás entre nosotros.
Get honor and glory to the Spirit.
Recibe honra y gloria.
May your word
y que tu palabra
establecida en every heart,
que establecida en cada corazón,
may we pull the goal to you, Father.
Que seamos traídos más cerca de ti.
Lord, we ask these things tonight.
Pedimos esto
in the precious name,
en el nombre precioso
of our Lord Jesus Christ,
de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Amen.
Amen.
I greet you tonight.
Les saludo en esta noche.
In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
En el nombre precioso de Jesucristo.
We are truly thankful to be here.
Estamos agradecidos de estar aquí.
For these services.
Para estos servicios.
We are anticipating a great blessing.
Estamos buscando gran bendición.
We are looking at the Almighty God.
Estamos viendo a Dios Todopoderoso.
Give us everything that's good to give.
Amen.
Amen.
We see the enemy trying to hinder us tonight. But we know we already have the victory. Amen. I'm very happy to see many of my friends. I look forward very much to this time. And it's already taken place. And we know that time passes by so quickly. Before it's too long, we'll all be saying goodbye again. But while we are gathered together here, we are just looking forward that God would speak to each and every one of us. And that He will do something special amongst us. For each and every one of us, that will cause us to long remember these days.
Amen.
Amen. We are living a great and tremendous hour. And many things that is happening at this present time is only confirming to us what has already been spoken by God's prophet. And it serves to lift our expectation even a greater way. I want to speak of some of these things tonight.
that may anoint our faith. Amen. To wake up Jesus. Amen. Call him on the scene and see him go into action. See perfect faith. Master every circumstance. See God fulfilling this hour. What you have spoken. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. We know we get what we expect. I invite your attention tonight to the book of St. Mark, chapter 4. We're going to begin reading from verse 35. Just be relaxed. Don't get too tense and excited. Everything is under control. If God appoints this time for us, the devil may try what he wants, but the angel of the Lord is in the camp to take care of every obstacle that the devil will try to put in our way. Amen. Verse 35, in Mark chapter 4. And the same day when evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind. And the waves beat into the ship. So that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose. Amen. He was asleep. They awake him and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. Amen. The Creator himself, speaking to his creation, power over the elements. Amen. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly. And said one to another, what manner of man is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him. Let us pray one more time. Heavenly Father, speak to us tonight. Let the word be like a guided missile. Let it be directed to the needy places of our hearts tonight. May it bring a great awakening in our hearts, Lord. May it anoint our faith. May it lift our expectations. May it place us positionally where we are in this hour. Hallelujah. And Lord, let the Holy Spirit make it real and personalized to every individual in this building here tonight. We commit everything into your hands. And we thank you in advance for what you will do. For we pray and believe and receive in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. You may have your seat. I want to take for a title tonight. A very crude title. But you know, you find God in crude little things. I want to call it the awakened Jesus on the scene. Amen. Brother Branham preached 4 times. Go with Jesus. Call him on the scene. He was sleeping. He was taking a little rest. Teaching revivals. Amen. There was a time of great crisis that was going to come. That the disciples will have need to wake him. That he will not be asleep no more. He will not be laying dormant no more. But he will awake. He would stand in the midst of every circumstance, in the midst of the disciples who has awakened him. Amen. So we want to call it the awakened Jesus on the scene. And for a subject, the disciples that awakened Jesus in the hour of crisis. I believe we are Jesus' disciples. Amen. We have seen Elijah the prophet. Amen. Who has come at the end of the New Testament and introduced the Messiah. Just like John came at the end of the Old Testament and revealed the headstone, the lamb with 7 horns and 7 eyes. Amen. And when he revealed that lamb, it brought an end to all substitute atonement. Amen. He revealed the Son of Man to the public. Amen. Then those disciples was following the Son of Man who Elijah introduced. Amen. And who are we following tonight? We are following the Son of Man who Elijah revealed in this hour. Amen. Hallelujah. We have seen him do great mighty things. He spoke to a dead fish. Little fishy. Jesus Christ, give you a life. Who is that? Jehovah of the Old Testament. Jesus of the New Testament. Hallelujah. We can speak to the storm. Go back where you come from. Let the sun shine for 4 days. Who is that? The word be revealed unto us by a prophet at the end of the New Testament, showing that he was the same yesterday and today and forever, as great as he ever was. Hallelujah! The same one in the first Exodus that the prophet revealed when he spoke lies into existence. The same one in the third Exodus when he spoke pearls into existence. Amen. Hallelujah. We saw him being revealed and we are following him tonight. Amen. But for these past 22 years, he's been kind of quiet, kind of laying dormant, and it confused many people. They see him doing such great things. They see him doing such great things, and confused them, and they wanted to see more of it. Amen. Those great powerful miracles. It filled their hearts. It brought the presence of God real. It anointed their faith. But all of a sudden, he decided to take a rest. Amen. And he kind of lay quiet for a little while. Amen. And while he lay quiet, he was still in the midst of them. He didn't leave them. He was in the boat with them. But just laying quiet. Taking a little rest. Taking a little rest. There's another revival coming. When the screws come, watch the third pole then. It will shut the heavens. The third pole will be the thing that will stop the rapture take to the glory of the church. Hallelujah! Jehovah's masterpiece. send it on the earth. We'll speak, and the word will flash like lightning. Did he say it? Did the prophet say it? It's going to happen. Amen. I believe it. Because the prophet spoke it. Thus said the Lord, it must come to pass. But because you were impatient, we wanted to see it. It happened. It identified its presence amongst us. And look away to Jesus. Page 6 and 7. The prophet says, he says, friends, you know what it is. You know what it does. It have identified its presence in our midst. This will be the thing, to my opinion, that will start the erupting faith to the going of the church. It will do great things for you in your midst. On the indictment, page 62, he was crying out in his prayer. He said, oh God, may you send forth the revival of the just. May you bring a great power into the church, Lord, just before it's going. And that third pole, that will do great things for us in our midst. May I hold that key forward so tightly. Grip it so closely, Lord. Give me courage to take the sword of the word that you put into my hand and march forward to the coming of the Lord. May I not be a crying, whimpering baby on the baby bottle. Amen. But may we be man, matured. No position. Know what God said about us. Know what God, and be able to rely upon what He said about us. Hallelujah. Amen. And He spoke those things. It did great things in our midst. Happy Wright was in our midst. Sister Branham was in our midst. Amen. It wasn't out in the world. It was in our midst. And it will do great things for us in our midst. And then we'll go to the Lord. Hallelujah. So he spoke it. Being a prophet, he was the eye. And he saw the program of God. In the Bible, he knew what age he was in. He knew what the program of God was. He knew what to teach. He knew what to put us on the expectation of. He knew what our promise was for this age. Hallelujah! He had the mind of Christ. He revealed the entire program of God. He wasn't looking for nothing outside the Bible. Amen! He says the reason God sends light, it's because the eyes is here. You don't see with your feet. You don't see with the tongue. You don't see with your mouth. You see with your eyes. So when God promised Malachi 4, he sent evening light. And what do you turn on a light for? To reveal something. There was part of the Bible that light never shined upon. Amen. He said, I read all man's writings. They speak about the ages. They speak about the seals. They speak about the trumpets. They speak about the vials. But no man ever spoke about them seven thunders. But it's put in the book for some purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. And he saw when that mighty angel was coming over in Revelation 10 with the open book that was sealed in Revelation 5, was now being opened at the end of the seventh age. When the seventh angel was on the earth, that messenger, heavenly angel, will come down. Just like John was on the earth when Jesus came, so will the seventh angel be on the earth when Jesus comes, because his ministry is to wind up the Old Testament and introduce the Messiah to the public. It will be redemption being revealed. Because in the church ages was intercession. Amen. But the seal is redemption. And redemption is bringing us back to where we fell from. Hallelujah. No wonder it wasn't a strange thing when he spoke things into existence. That's what we fell from. Hallelujah. No wonder he could have power over the elements. Adam was given dominion over the fish. The creation, he forfeited the title deed. Satan couldn't take it. It went back to God, the original owner. He held it in his hand. No man was worthy to take it. Not until the end of the seventh age, a lamb came forth to take the book. Amen. And the lamb took the book. Is that correct? Did the Bible say the lamb took it? Amen. The lamb took the book. Adam didn't have it no more. God didn't have it no more. The lamb had it. Then Revelation 10, a mighty angel is coming down from heaven with the book. Amen. So Adam don't have it no more. God don't have it no more. The lamb don't have it no more. An angel has it. Is not the book changing hands? It's the one who was holding the book changing form. Hallelujah! God lost it. Then he came with that book, beating the sixth and seventh trumpet in the desert of voice to the seventh angel. Hitler and Eichmann was the sixth trumpet. Moses and Elijah was the seventh trumpet. And somewhere between that time, the heavenly angel will come to the earthly angel. Amen. And when he came over that book, Revelation 10, 8 to 11. Revelation 10, 7 was a Gentile prophet before the rapture. Is that correct? Revelation 11, 3 is two Jewish prophets after the rapture. Does the Bible say that? Amen. Revelation 10, 7. That prophet went off the scene in 1965. Revelation 11, 3. Two Jewish prophets is yet to come. And from 66 to 1987 is a mystery between Revelation 10, 7 and Revelation 11, 3. Between the Gentile prophet and the Jewish prophet. And that book that the angel had, that Adam forfeited, which gave Adam dominion over the earth, made him an armor pure God. Hallelujah! That book went back in the human flesh, between the Gentile prophet and the Jewish prophet, somewhere between 1966 and until Moses and Elijah comes. So Adam don't have the book no more. God don't have the book. The Lamb don't have the book. The angel don't have the book. The book is inside of John. Hallelujah. And John represented the past. Hallelujah. Do you have a revelation? Over the last few years, what you have been feeding upon. And as you feed upon the word, what did he say? Who is this Melchizedek? You are being formed into the world image. Is that the image God made man in the beginning? Was that the image God made Adam in? When he came from thought to word to flesh? When he came from thought to word and to flesh? But you and me, we come from thought to flesh. Because of the first birth, we bypass the word. Amen. But now, we are growing up into the image of the word. When that seed is quickened, transforming power in the seed, changing you from glory unto glory, bringing you back alignment of Jesus Christ that Adam was in. Because the first Adam fell, he was a corn of wheat. Then he went in the ground. And that life came up to the carriers of the prophets. They came back into Jesus. And Jesus preached. Jesus, he preached a wheat age. He called himself the Son of Man. Except a corn of wheat fall in the ground and die. Paul called him the feast of the first fruit. Amen. He's the one you see me to the Father. He was the express image of the invisible God. Hallelujah. So here he was, the Son of Man, the Word that we bypass. Amen. And we are be formed back into the same image. We must be life of his life, faith of his faith, virtue of his virtue. Amen. Spirit of his spirit, works of his work. All that he is, we are. Amen. And in that hour, in this hour, between that Gentile prophet and the Jewish prophet, there is to be a super church, a super race. Did he say it? And I see, yes, the headstone, she will be what? In his own image. In order to be united with him. Excuse me. Amen. So that is why we are anticipating this promise of the third Paul. Because Michelangelo could only smite that masterpiece when it was the express image that he had in his mind. Amen. When he saw it expressed before him. And God, when he saw that prophet, when he saw his own faith, his own virtue, his own knowledge, when he saw his own character, that the power could come to, he could speak, and he could speak. Amen! Do you think he will make his bride speak under different conditions? Not the unchanging God. Amen! She will have to be transformed. She will have to be transformed by the same power of transformation that lays in that soul, that word seed, and transform it into the word image. Then it will go to your word body. Amen. And that is why in this hour there would be a people who will look into the mirror and they will not see through a glass darkly. They will see face to face. They will behold the glory of the Lord as in a mirror of the Word. And they will know that they have been changed these past 22 years into the same image. Because the seventh seal brought back the grain, the Word in its entirety, and the life in its entirety, just as it was before the fall. And when that vision breaks to us, we see a vision of ourselves perfect, and we walk step by step into it. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we stand here, knowing as we were known. Knowing what? As I was in the Father, and the Father in me, so I in you, and you in me. When will it happen? In this day. Hallelujah! When that angel comes down and opens that book and reveals that your name was in that book. Hallelujah! Amen! Glory be to God. So that is our promise. It's going to happen. So the prophet could say it because he saw it in the Word. When the priest comes, what's the third pole? And to have that third pole There must be a people in speaking conditions. Not babies. Babies gonna cry. When they see the world council. When they see all them demon powers. They're gonna cry. But men, born sons, filled sons, anointed and commissioned sons, will speak in the revelation of the faith. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. That revelation being preached to us, the Son in its full strength, the Son in its full strength, has been taking the greenness out of us and drying up all the wetness out of us. And in 1987, when you see Wall Street crashing, when you see California shaking, when you see the World Council tighten up, amen, there's going to be a people who will not cry, but who have been matured, coming to a perfect faith, that when I became a man, I put away childish things. I should think as a child. Little childish thought. Little thought that you get off of the milk. Amen. This drink your milk. And you're still tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Run from this group to that group. But when you become a man, amen. Hallelujah. When you grow up into Christ, who's the head? Who's your head? Amen. And that head was them seven thunders that them angels form. Look at Life magazine. That mysterious white rock. That seven finger that light never shine upon. And when you come to that place and God reveals to you, He chose you before the foundation of the world. No man could put you up. No man could bring you in. It was settled in the mind of God. Back in eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. He predestinated you. Hallelujah. Amen. And He has come to you and has made known to you what part of the Word you are. And revealed to you the mystery of your name that is here in this Bible. That you can know yourself the way God was thinking about you. And you can understand the purpose why God put you in this hour. Hallelujah. Amen. The two great outstanding things that I believe that happened this year and is common events casting their shadows before them, and both took place in America. And America is not just a mass of land geographically.
That should take place amongst us. That these vile old mad bodies will change faster than the angels came. Hallelujah! Before I could bat his eye, seven angels caught him up. He said, "You'll be changed faster than the angels came." Amen. And those two great things that happened this year and 1987 with November is fading out, and 88 is getting ready to be ushered in. We're in a great prophetic hour. A lot of things is happening. We can look in the political scene. We can look in the religious realm. We can also see amongst us in the spiritual realm. And we can gather up all the background together and see the spiritual application of the hour that we are living in. Amen.
And one of the major outstanding things that took place this year, in the first half of the year, took place in the religious realm. It was the breaking of that power of those televangelists. Amen. On the television, Jim Baker and that PTL business. I got worldwide coverage. It was tied into a lot of politics. And Jezebel, as usual, who is very good at keeping herself out of the picture, while she worked through her ordained channels to accomplish her means. Amen. Because we know Jezebel is the one, that beautiful woman, lies in America, cruel in her heart. Amen. And since 1960, when she got seated in the White House, they were in control of the United States. It didn't slip back out of their hands, because they worked from 1776. When the Pilgrim Fathers established those colonies, and until 1960, they had the first Catholic president. And the prophet says, look how she wormed her way in. Amen. And then finally she got the air. Until finally she got there. Amen. And the second thing that happened is a crash in the Wall Street. One in the economic realm. In the realm of politics. Amen. And I want to look at these two horns of that lamb, that beast that come out of the earth. Because remember, the Miss USA Church, the Miss USA Church, was the Pentecostal. Because Luther was Germany, Wesley was England, and America had the Pentecostal. Amen. It was coming from east to west. And the prophet in the vision saw the Miss USA Church. He said, if ever I saw a bunch of devils, was them dancing to rock and roll music, going down to hell. But the bride was coming from around the world, marching, going up onward, Christian soldiers. Amen. So, in the Pentecostal realm, which was the last revival before the prophet came on the scene. Amen. And we saw that the Pentecostal rejected his message. We saw what they had come to. Amen. And then with the crash of Wall Street, that threw the whole world into panic. Because that lamb, that beast that came out of the earth, had two horns, civil power and ecclesiastical power. Amen. And then that lamb spoke with the voice of the dragon. You know, we in the hour when they even gave the law recently for biotechnology. Yes. Amen. They are bringing forth the own type of animals that they want. And this lamb will speak with the voice of the dragon. Because that very dragon will break them to powers. Amen. The very spirit that's going to be working through that vehicle. Amen. Would be a Roman spirit. Amen. That was always against the church. Amen. And notice We want to see that it is Rome behind these things. Because it's called us by a prophet. It was told us by a prophet. Amen. And we see these things happening. The religious side of America and then the financial side of America. And those two things came before our eyes in this year. Amen. And we find out of the Revelation 13, according to the Bible, is going to come a world financial crisis, a global recession. Amen. That's just the term the economists call it right now. They've seen it in the making. Amen. And we are beginning to see the beginning of a worldwide financial collapse. Is already in the making. But it was a trap. Let me read what the prophet says on the Message testimony in Freeport, page 4. He was speaking here. He said, like I was trying to say last night, the world coming to a place is falling apart. It's falling apart. Amen. It's fall apart in the time of Noah. It's fall apart in the time of Noah. Fall apart in the time of Jesus. It's falling apart again. In the beginning of the Bible, in the middle of the Bible, in the end of the Bible. And the prophet who are to identify to us from the scriptures where we were placed and knew where his ministry came. He said the world is again falling apart. Don't be conformed to this world. It's falling apart. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Those seven seals opened up to show us we are the climax of Satan's Eden. Satan has had great success of carrying out his threat. Satan had a plan in the back part of his mind. Hallelujah! And he deceived one third of the angels with that plan. Amen. He had five I wills. I will ascend to the throne of the Most High. I will be like the Most High. Five things he had. Amen. And when he tried to bring that plan to pass, he got kicked out of heaven. Amen. But he dropped down on the earth. Still determined. If you can't have it in heaven, you're going to have it in the earth. Amen. And we found out that Isaiah the prophet, speaking in his vision, that God was showing him how Lucifer was cast down. Amen. 800 years after, the Apostle Paul, another prophet, saw him sitting in the temple as God, being worshipped as God. Amen. He said, and the prophet says, he have had great success in carrying out his threat. Revelation 13, John saw that all those names that is not written in the Lamb's book of life, all those names that was not revealed when the seventh angel was pounding them names, all who didn't hear the names, when they've been revealed under those seals, hallelujah, all who didn't come forth when he called the name of the denominational grave, saying, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. If he had said, come forth, every Baptist, every Methodist, every Pentecostal would be this message. Amen. But he said, Lazarus, you come forth. Amen. He called a name, because the other name was in the other section of the book. Hallelujah. And those names will be revealed at the second resurrection. But before the first resurrection, he is revealing the names in the last section. Because the rest of the dead live not for 1,000 years. Amen! Hallelujah! So the names have been revealed now! And all those names, amen, that are not in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah! Malachi 4, Revelation 10:7. There was a name at the end of the New Testament, at the end of the seventh age, a one-man scripture, a Gentile prophet before the rapture. That is not your name, that is a prophet name. Behold I, send you Elijah. And he is personal pronoun singular, masculine, one man scripture. Hallelujah. And more than Elijah, his other name, which is manifested in the tribulation period. Amen. But there's a little group of names. Hallelujah. Because remember, all the other ages are in the grave. Those names are called by the messenger of each age, and they were sealed under the day of redemption. They have responded to that message. But when the seventh angel is speaking at the end of the seventh age, the only names to be called is those mysteries, those names between the Gentile prophet and the Jewish prophet. Amen! So there must be a people who will recognize they are that part of the word. They will recognize what part of the bridegroom they are. The part between the Gentile prophet and the Jewish prophet. Amen. And all the other names will worship the beast. Amen. So Lucifer was successful in carrying out the threat. And this is the hour he's getting ready to be enthroned as God. What is all the collapse of Wall Street? So the man of sin, the beast, Satan could be enthroned, and Satan's Superman could begin to rise. Amen! But before that time, between the gathering of the tears and the revealing of the Antichrist, the rapture does take place. Hallelujah! There'll be a shout of voice and a trump. A threefold mystery unfold. One fold was a prophet, a church. Two folds. One, a little group of the true seed. And the last fold, Moses and Elijah, who will call the 144,000 from the covenant between Rome and the Jews. So we see the Gentile prophet. We see the south path. It's gone to history. Amen. And we see the stage being getting ready for Satan Superman. Amen. The dark hour. And during that time, there must be some people who will be gathered together and given supernatural strength. They'll be ripened out. What they have will be baked into reality. They will recognize your position in the world. The way the prophet recognize his position in the world. They will take the world and make it operate. Satan knew the Bible. Satan knew the Bible. As good as Jesus. But he couldn't make it work. Amen. But Jesus had faith in the knowledge that he was the predestinated word. And he preached the mystery of himself out of the Bible. A greater than Solomon is here. A greater than Jonah is here. Amen. He was revealing himself. He took the law and the Psalms and the prophets and all things concerning himself and proved he was the principal theme of the entire Bible. Amen. So when we have perfect faith, like the prophet had perfect faith, he took the Bible, revealed a greater than Eliezer is here, a greater than Joshua is here, greater than Moses is here, greater than Solomon is here. Hallelujah! So there must be a people who's going to take that word and prove a greater than Sarah is here, a greater than Esther is here, a greater than Ruth is here, a greater than Rahab is here, with a greater than Rebecca is here. Hallelujah! There would be a people who would recognize the name is in the book. They are part of that mystery. They will have hope in the knowledge that they are the world. They are a super church. They are a bride that the prophet saw in the vision. A little group of people will think it not robbery to be equal with God, because the two will become one. Hallelujah! He will know. Is he in her fulfilling his own word that he left for this time? Amen! He will know. Great is he that is in her. Hallelujah! Then he that is in the world. What will do it? Wait until those 700 uttered voices to the little group. That's the reason the Holland don't get nothing. But when them 700 reveal that name and saw them, they are part of that name. They are part of that mystery. When that angel comes down, write that name in the forehead. Hallelujah! And they stand together with him. What a super church. Amen. We saw God in his creation. Amen. When we see the Son, we see Son of Man, Son of God, and Son of David. When we see the morning star, we see the ministry that introduces the coming sun. Amen. When we see the moon, we see the bright reflect the sunlight. God in his creation. When we see the eagle, we see Jehovah prophet. When we see the lion, we see Jehovah king. When we see the dove, Jehovah the Holy Spirit, God in his creation. Then we saw God in his word, the unveiling of God, the token, Christ the mystery of God revealed, the masterpiece, God in his word. Hallelujah! Then we saw God in his son. Let there be a squirrel. Come, go back where I come from. Sunshine for 4 days. Little fishy. Jesus Christ, give you back your life. What was that? God and his son. But the last one was let us see God in his people. Hallelujah! There will be a super church. There will be a super race. Amen. When a true branch come forth. When a true branch come from the root. It will write another book of Acts. Because Christ in the true church is the continuation of the book of Acts. Did the prophet say that? Amen. Hallelujah. So we are in an hour. And we know our promise. And we have been brought under expectation. And our names have been called. And we receive a revelation showing us what part of the world we are. It has brought us on the expectation for the interpretation of all that was spoken by the prophet concerning us. Amen. We saw part of it being fulfilled. We saw part of it being fulfilled. That is why we say we were bride. That is why we say we were bride. But there's more of it to be fulfilled. To vindicate our claims. Hallelujah. If truth is revealed, then truth must be vindicated. The gospel came not in word only, but in power and demonstration. We have had churches, brides, but there's going to come a real one with the dynamics and the mechanics. Hallelujah! That will prove he's the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. So it's a great time for us. And here we see the stage being set. Recession, devaluation, unemployment, inflation is shaking many minds. Turn the financial world into chaos. All the financial machinery. The financial machinery. With a big carbon knock inside of it. Amen. They can't stabilize the dollar no more. That does spells darkness for us? No! That says we are nearing that hour. He will multiply the bread and fishes. Jehovah Jireh. Amen! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen! That is what we are promised. You must have a storm first to have power over the elements. You must be a dead fish first to have a resurrection. So don't be gloomy when something looks like it's going wrong. Nothing is going wrong for the bride. Hallelujah! Everything is in step. Nothing is out of kilter. It's the devil trying to confuse you. Trying to punch a hole in your filter. Trying to pull you down in the realm of reasoning. Amen. All them voices is saying. Is saying, where is that third pole ministry going to come from? Where is food going to come from our table? Where is clothes going to come to put up on our children's back? It was the same voice that was speaking to the prophet and saying, Brother Branham, at the 2 miles along, the grass is 4 inches high. The grass is 4 inches high. But where's a 9-foot grizzly bear going to come from? While he was up in the high mountains, amid the great tall pine trees, didn't need no real estate bear. Because a 9-foot bear could be hiding anywhere. But as he kept walking down to the place where the brothers were, he said, Brother Branham, I can see where the brothers are over there. But where is that deer going to come from? Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Brown said, are you doubting, bud? He said, I am seeing the promise. I am seeing the promise. Amen. What are you seeing tonight? When you look, what do you see? Amen. Are you seeing the promiser? Who is able to fulfill his promise? Do you know that you are the heirs of the promise? Hallelujah! Why are you doubting? Amen. Jehovah Jireh is able to create a pier and put it here. Amen. Jehovah Jireh. Amen. He said the multitude, regardless of the circumstances, St. John 6. He was going to the feast of the Passover. The public crucifixion. Amen. Where the lamb was to be killed. Had a great recession. The offerings was low. The multitude was big. And they couldn't carry the administration as they liked. Amen. There had no food to feed the people. And Jesus, the anointed word, that Elijah, that John introduced, had done certain specific things to reveal to them that all that they had need of was in the anointed word. He didn't have to walk with a set of bread. He didn't have to walk with a set of bread. He didn't have to walk with a bag of money. Amen. It was the source. To produce it was locked up in the Son of Man, in the world that Elijah revealed. Amen. Hallelujah. And he asked him the question. He says, you have any food to feed the people? Oh my, the deacons went quickly. They couldn't find nothing. They checked the treasury. The funds is low in the treasury. They says, oh, we have 200 pence. It's not enough to feed all the people. But the Bible says he was testing them. Hallelujah! Knowing what he was going to do. Hallelujah! Is he the same yesterday, today, and forever? Amen. Are we the believers following the Son of Man that Elijah revealed? Just like there was the believers following the Son of Man that Elijah revealed? Are we coming to the public crucifixion? Amen. Are we coming up to that time? Is there a recession upon us? Amen. I wonder if we do things again. Who he promised a spoken word ministry? Who he promised something to meet the challenge of the hour? Ah, it's already identified its presence among you. I wonder if he would bring conditions. If he would bring conditions to test you, to see where your faith is. Amen. Don't be gloomy. Don't be confused. It's going right. God is fixing to fulfill his promise. He is right here. He was quiet all these years. Amen. Let me take a rest until Wall Street begin to crash. Until the world comes to begin to tighten. And when the crisis comes, and they want to close you down, and you begin to get laid off your job, and money hard to come by, don't be frustrated. Don't think about backsliding. Don't think about backsliding. Don't think about backsliding. Don't get pushed into the world. No, sir. Amen. Go with Jesus. Hallelujah. Call him on the scene. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Brother Branham had noticed the great healing revival that lit fires around the world had come to an end. And many of the ministers were confused and troubled. Amen. He speak many places in the message. I don't want to go and read them tonight. But where the ministers came to him, very troubled. They said, Brother Branham, like that dullness in the church. You know, people don't seem to have the burden like they used to. What is happening? The all-night prayer meetings, all these things? Amen. He said the revival is over. Amen. He said we are feasting the scraps off of the revival now. Amen. Did you notice in Mark chapter 3? He had a great healing revival. And St. Mark chapter 4, he began to teach. Amen. He spoke of the parables. The parable of the lamp. Parable of the lamp. He spoke of the mustard seed. He spoke of the sow and the seed. Great mystery that followed that healing revival. A lot of deep teaching, the prophet said. Amen. And he was tired now. About 1965. December the 24th. Oh, yeah, we're tired. We're going to take a little rest. Amen. He had already spoken on look away to Jesus that it's going to get dark and gloomy. And on the seals, about the money proposition, how the wall is going to crash, Rome will control the economy to the world. And he spoke about it before. He knew it was going to happen. But he told us, the great thing you see is going to come back. It's going to come back. It's going to be during that hour. He said, but it's going to be a little quietening time. Amen. And that quietening time confused many people. So the prophet who has your eyes, he looked in the Bible, and he found a place in the Bible to bring to our understanding the quietening time between the revivals and how the hour of Christ is going to come in upon us. But in that hour, it will dawn. It will dawn upon the disciples of the revealed word to wake him up. He hasn't left. He hasn't left. He's right there, but taking a rest. Amen. And here this year, we see these things happening, showing us the crisis and the darkness to bring on the squeeze when this ministry of the spoken word was promised and the coming to operation. We see we are moving to that time. Amen. And it was a dark hour. And here all these political analysts, they are baffled about the sudden collapse of Wall Street. And they are trying to pinpoint the cause of the crash. And they are unable to come up with the cause. Amen. Because they are blind to the fact that the city seated on seven hills, Mystery Babylon, she's the one behind the scenes who has drunk the kings of the earth, is causing all the confusion. Amen. They don't understand it. But you see, they can't identify the cause. But let us see if the prophet did identify the cause. And he identified the cause even before he saw the effects. They have all the effects and they can't pinpoint the cause. And here are the prophets about the world coming to a place. It's falling apart. Politically, socially, economically. You say economic? More money? Yes. But where is it coming from? We are borrowing on taxes. That will be paid 40 years from today. Amen. She is broke. Amen. It's a bankrupt nation. He said, not this nation alone. All of them. And there is no way of ever getting it back. Get it now. And it's a trap set. Exactly. To swing this nation into something. Hallelujah. So I'm saying the traps have been sprung. And we are entering into the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell on the earth. Watch and you will see. Next is going to come. Next is going to come. The unionizing of labor. It's going to increase with greater rapidity. Amen. And here he says, who has got the wealth of the world? Who has got the wealth of the world? Rome holds it. And whenever we do, when we get broke, instead of these big merchants, to back the whiskey and so forth, have to get the money, what we have to do, either change the currency or borrow the money. And when they do, it's the birthright soul right back again. Exactly. Just as perfect. Just as perfect. Just as perfect. Just, and just what the scripture says about it. So don't bother with them with all the explanations in time and life and Life magazine and The Economist. Don't bother with that. Listen to God said the Lord to my prophet. Amen. On the first seal, when he opened that first seal, he saw something. And right here in this first seal, he said, what will happen to the United States on this money situation? And you know, you get a lot of your money from the United States. I know the Roman Catholic Church control all through this place. I know who's the power behind America. Amen. Now what? The gold is all housed up. And the Jews hold the bonds. It's going to be Rome. Now what? Now I'm trying to bring you the crisis that is coming on. That is coming on. And why we need to wake up Jesus now. Why we need to call him on the scene. That is my inspiration for these services. For these that it will dawn upon you. He was here all the time. Amen. He wants you to wake him up. He wants you to call him into action. Amen. And may dawn upon you in these services. As you see where we are. And you will go with Jesus. First in your life, then in the churches. Wake him up. Because I'm speaking tonight about the awakened Jesus. Not the sleeping Jesus between revivals. The awakened Jesus in the hour of crisis. Hallelujah! Getting ready to speak. They were crying in the boat. But he arose on the scene to speak. Oh man. You think about it tonight? The disciples around the revealed world that is awakened. The headstone that Elijah introduced, Jehovah's masterpiece, is fixing to speak. Those seven thunders to say, peace be still. Amen. The voice of the archangel to speak. Amen. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
In an hour of crisis. But first, when they came to the end of their human ability, in the midst of the crisis, when all hope of survival was gone, when they come to the end of their human ability, the oars were broken. The tools of the work. Amen. The sudden change of the conditions in the environment where they were speaking about Jesus, serving him, testifying about him, about the past revival. Amen. It changed suddenly. It was to crash suddenly. The whole Pentecostal, all the Pentecostals was busted suddenly and being pressured. Amen. To get into the World Council. And them two horns, civil and ecclesiastical powers. Amen. That lamb in that nation is the spirit of Rome working through them to accomplish the goals, to bring a pressure to make you lose your job, except to become part of the system. You can't buy or sell. Your children can't go to the schools. Amen. Bring a pressure upon you. You can't carry on this church here. So bring a pressure. But in that hour, when it gets dark, amen, it was supposed to dawn upon them. You were taking a risk. Had a reason all these years, you were kind of quiet. Nothing was wrong. A lot of people thought something was wrong. But the prophet brought out the mystery of the rest between the two revivals and the hour of crisis. When they had to wake him up, he was as great as he ever was. Hallelujah! Came on! He said, let there be a squirrel. Who's a little fishy? Jesus Christ, give you a boy. Who's a sister? Happy right. Receive your boy in the name of Jesus Christ, who spoke the tumor out of existence 2,000 miles away. Amen. That same one is to come on the scene to do great things for us in our midst. But we need to recognize he is present and be moved. And be moved to wake him up. Amen. Oh, may it strike our hearts tonight in this meeting. Something dawning upon us. Nothing is wrong. It's going right. He knew this hour was coming. He told us about it. Hallelujah! It's only the devil trying to make you doubt. But that prophet, that seer, saw the program of God. He saw the quietening time. He saw the time the disciples would wake him up. He saw the time Jesus was going to action again. Hallelujah! And he was telling us, go wake him. Go wake him. Call him on the scene. And people thought he was telling stories. But it dawned upon some disciples. And just waking him up. Hallelujah! He woke them up. And now they're waking him up.
Amen. My. So, brother, I'm speaking about the money situation. Amen. He said this nation is going to be busted. And the rest of the world that's on the gold standard is busted. He said, you know that. Amen. There's only one thing that could happen. Call in the currency and pay off the bonds, and we can't do that. Wall Street owns them. And Wall Street, he said, is controlled by the Jews. And the rest of it is in the Vatican. Amen. And the Jews have the rest of it in Wall Street with the commerce of the world. Amen. And he goes on speaking there. You know most of these things. But just turn you up by putting you in remembrance. Because you're always here. We need to be reminded. Is exactly what the prophet spoke. Amen. That is for them. That is for the world. But for us, you wake him up now. Amen. You call him on the scene. Amen. He knew where the money was to pay the bills. Amen. He provided a ram for Abraham. He sent food for Elijah by the birds. He multiplied the widow oil and the meal. He made Elijah go in the strength of one cake for 40 days. But Abraham said, what kind of vitamins it had? What kind of vitamins that had? Amen! Hallelujah! He provided for 2 million people in the first Exodus. Not one of them was employed. Not one of them was drawing a salary. But he provided for them in the first Exodus under the blood of bulls and goats. What about in the third Exodus? Hallelujah! Oh my! Greater is he that is in the bride than he that is in Wall Street, than he that is in the Vatican. Amen!
Hallelujah!
Seven church ages. He said, Rome is not going it alone. Rome is not going it alone.
Roma non lo sta facendo solo.
Her daughters are right with her. And she will take over absolute authority. By the World Council of Churches. And while the prophet saw it in the word, he said, this may seem far-fetched to some. But actually it is plain for all to see. Because right now, the churches are controlling politics. And at the opportune time, I wonder when is the opportune time, will manifest exactly how great is that control. This ecumenical move will end up with Rome at the head. Even though the people, all these political and financial economists, did not envision it that way. Amen! So what is happening to Wall Street? Yeah. The love for money. The love for money is the root of all evil. Amen. Way back in 1963, the prophet tells us America was busted. Was broke. Amen. And look away to Jesus. He was speaking there. Now what's something? If the trap is sprung, then we are fixing to enter into the hour of temptation. But he promised, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the earth. Seven church ages. He was speaking here about the hour of temptation. What it was. Amen. He said the temptation will come as follows. As follows. The ecumenical move that has started on what seems such a beautiful and blessed principle, fulfilling Christ's prayer that we all might be one, becomes so strong politically. The hour is here. The opportune time when they will exercise how great that control is. Amen. That she bears pressure upon the government to cause all to join with her, either directly or through adherence to principles enacted into law. So that no people will be recognized as actual churches unless under direct or indirect domination of this council. When the press comes down, watch that third pull there. Remember, the squeeze is going to be an economic squeeze. Because the church will be controlling the politics. They have the wealth of the world. They'll be putting pressure on the government to revise the religious acts. bringing new laws. Amen. So if anyone wants to have the rights to function as a religious body, they'd have to be part of the system. Amen. So it's a little group to lose the charters. We'll lose charters and privileges.
Okay.
They will lose all property and spiritual rights with the people. Amen. Amen. Then he goes on to speak. He goes on to speak about the image of the beast. That monster of Satan that defiles and deceives the whole world. And he said, in the meantime, Rome has acquired nearly all the supplies of gold. The Jews have the bonds and all the paper at the right time. The harlot will destroy the present money-day system by calling in all the paper and demanding gold. With no gold, the system falls. The Jews will be trapped. Wall Street is controlled by the Jews. It's crashing. Only one people could bring a crash on Wall Street. But the political scientists, they cannot diagnose the cause. But a prophet with the spiritual mind of a prophet uncovering the mystery in the word that the church could be posted. Amen. To recognize how far advanced we are. Amen. And the harlot church will take over the whole world. Amen. So I just want to finish up quickly now. So it was in this dark hour, in a time of crisis that had come suddenly upon the people. But in that hour, inspiration, a wave of inspiration seemed to dawn upon believers. Something in their heart began to tell them, he's as great as he ever was. Hallelujah! Something began to pulsate inside of them, pushing upon them. Go with Jesus. He could handle the situation. He could handle the situation. That anointed word in you, he can meet the challenge of the hour. He can multiply your bread and fish. He can find the money to pay your bills. He can make it go into strength, one cake for 40 days. He can translate you and give you the true transportation. Hallelujah! He is going to do it because he promised to do it. One more time. One more time. In that interval, that conjunction, somewhere between the ending of the first revival and before the next revival, before he was actually awakened by the disciples from his rest. And they couldn't wake him before the crisis came. Hallelujah! Many tried to jerk something into manifestation without the crisis. They had some little tests in their home, but that wasn't the squeeze you talk about. It will not be used until that time comes. But when the squeeze comes, watch the third pull then. Oh my! You see, until that time, our battle was wisdom versus faith. Amen! Was spiritual warfare. And God was anointing us with revelation. to keep the bride marching step. Stay line! Stay line! Amen. When all kind of winds come to blow off the path. Amen. When all kind of strange teachings rise. There were some shepherds. Ephesians 4:11. The gifts in the body. Working the dynamics. In a measure. While the headstone was coming down. While they didn't form into the word image. Amen. But well, you see, even Satan could only come with powers of deception. He couldn't bring political power. It wasn't given into his hands yet. But the hour is coming. He's going to have political power. He's going to revise the religious acts. The religious acts. To pass new laws. So he could bring pressure. When that challenge comes, then watch the spoken word. When he changed and come with violence, you see, because his two-pronged attack was deception, then attempted destruction. So he tried to deceive us, misplacing, mislocating, and misinterpreting the word. Trying to bring a different revelation to what was already given by the prophet and the true bride, withstood the Antichrist spirit, in the framework of the message. Amen. But the hour is coming when Satan going to bring political power, and when he comes to destroy you, then watch that time. There'll be something else to meet that challenge. So we had the opening of the word, and we wanted to see the spoken word. But he said the spoken word will be used when the squeeze comes. Right now, I'll give you a revelation. Revelation. Spiritual revealed truth. That the gates of hell can't prevail against. Amen! Hallelujah! It's been a great time. And after 22 years of all kind of interpretations, the true bride recognizing what part of the word she is, seeing her name in the book. Hallelujah! Anointed with prevailing power of that revelation, have overcome every spirit tempted in all points, but yet without sin. Amen. Now she's ready for a Mount Zion showdown. Had a Mount Carmel, like false prophets. Had a Mount Transfiguration. That was adoption. Then had a Mount Zion. Amen. We had our Mount Carmel. Amen. We had our Mount Transfiguration. We are caught up into it now. It's going on. It has some. There are some. Amen. Who know who they are. Who have matured. The Father could trust them. Amen. Hallelujah. They could take the word and hand it there. The devil can't deceive them. The devil cannot deceive them. Because they could tie that word into a place and squeeze Satan out. They have faith in the knowledge of who they are. That mystery between the Gentile prophet and the Jewish prophet. Now it's time for Mount Zion. Amen. So, those disciples, they were moving in the right direction, heading to the other side. Is that correct? Just going to another revival. Legion was over there, among all that dead in that cemetery. Or seminary. Amen. You're among all that dead. bound in chains. They blow his mind with all kind of interpretations. Amen. Spiritual insanity. But the mind for the age. In the age of the mind, the headstone himself was in the midst of the disciples. Hallelujah! The seventh seal, Jesus, hallelujah! The Messiah was right amongst them, resting. Amen. And they was heading right in that direction. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And they was testifying. They was blessing each other and anointing each other with their testimonies of what they had seen and heard. They had forsaken everything to follow that word that the prophet had revealed to them. Amen. And they longed to see him in action again. Amen. But the crisis moving suddenly. And when that crisis came, he had to be awakened. And it's a crucial hour that has come upon us. The crisis time has arrived. The word must be awakened now. Or else all in the ship will perish. Little fellowships. Following the Son of Man. Journeying to the other revival. Amen. Moving to a great crisis. And the winds begin to blow contrary. The skies begin to get dark. Amen. The tools of the occupation begin to become unworkable in that environment that had changed suddenly. It became very difficult for skillful men to operate in a trade they had known. Amen. Experienced men under those circumstances. Amen. How else could you operate in this hour? They were brought into a situation where all they could do was depend upon the word that was in the midst. Hallelujah! He brought them to that place. Is it he tonight, my brother, my sister, that is bringing us to that place? Hallelujah! He told us it's going to come when the press comes down, until you are all pressed out. When your oars break and you try to mend it back and you hope the wind change and you try unorthodox methods. Amen. And you call for help from your brothers and sisters and it don't work and you begin to panic and fear begin to take you over and you begin to get confused and depressed and don't know where to turn because you forget. Go away, Jesus. Hallelujah. Right there. Amen. Rest until this time. Amen. My. When did the crisis come? Between revivals. When did they wake him up? When the crisis come? When did the revival cool off? And he entered into the rest. The quietening time. After the first revival. And the teaching of all the mysterious things. Amen. In that dark hour. All hope to survival. Don't know how to make a living now. Don't know how to make a living. Don't have no rights to operate. They were sailing them treacherous waters with trouble all around them. But something happened and they broke into a channel of inspiration. They began to get a perfect realization of
of the one in the midst.
And they was no longer blinded. They was no longer blinded from him. Blinded from him by the circumstances that was threatening the security. It was the circumstances that was blinding them from him. But inspiration come and they broke through that song barrier. What sight was seeing, what sight was seeing, and what the ears were hearing, they broke through it to recognize Jehovah Jireh. Amen. Amen. Then the circumstances just seemed to fade away. And there was now in a realm, there was now into a realm where their hearts was pulsating with great faith and expectation to see him rise in the scene again. Is it that way tonight? That they begin to rise into a realm? You have a painful desire? Thirsting to see the living God? Not a historical God. Not a historical God. The living God. To see his glory and his power in the sanctuary, right in your midst, doing great things for you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He laid quiet in the ship, and he let the winds and the waters break up the sails. And break up the oars and render them helpless. Amen. He make them devalue the dollar and lay some of you off and let your children go to persecution in school. And he lay resting in the midst of all the adverse circumstances. Amen. Glory be to God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. He wait until they come to the end of the human ability. He never even made a move. They became perfectly weak. Amen. He wanted them to awake him. He wants you tonight to call him on the scene, to go into action. The awakened Christ, standing in the midst of his disciples, in the midst of all adverse circumstances. Look at the brothers in Nicaragua. Look at the brothers in El Salvador. Adverse circumstances, almost rendering them helpless. And he lay at rest. Amen! Oh my! They tried everything they could. All the experience, all the knowledge, all they learned, everything that they know how to make a living. And they was rendered helpless in that crisis. Only one thing could meet the challenge. The word that the prophet had revealed. The word that had called them out. The word that they were following. The word that gave them a promise. When the squeeze come, watch the third pull then. Amen. The headstone was fixing to speak now. Jehovah's masterpiece. Amen. Those seven thunders are going to utter the voices. Amen. To display the power over the elements and show the dominion that the title deed gave Adam. Hallelujah! Same title deed. They have in earthen vessels. Amen. It dawned upon them. Perfect faith could master every circumstance. Amen. We have to awake him. Amen.
and call him on the scene to go into action in this hour of crisis. God had a purpose over these years, amen, for a quiet time, amen. A lot of virtue had left him. The message went around the world 7 times. Amen. Healed thousands upon thousands. Millions of souls into the kingdom. But then what happened? He took a little rest. Don't wake me until the crisis comes. When you see Wall Street begin to crash, California begin to shake, the generations, the Israel and the homeland begin to run out, his unfailing words of promise. Hallelujah! When the squeeze comes, watch that turtle then. Oh my. It dawned upon them. A revelation. Begin to wake them up. To wake Jesus up. Amen. Hallelujah. He's right there in the midst. As great as he ever was. Have he lost the power? Have he lost the power to create squirrels, to raise a little fish, to give you away what children, to speak tumors out of existence? Amen. You haven't lost it. It must be here. It will be used. Hallelujah. It will not be impersonated. It will not be impersonated. Because it is only for those who have become the Word. And how could you become the Word if you wasn't a thought? Because a word is a thought express. Amen. Then why is he revealing all these things to us? Is it for it to dawn upon us? To wake him up? Take your eyes tonight. Take your eyes off of the circumstances. Amen. Don't think about it. Don't be intimidated by it. Look at the Word, as great as he ever is. Hallelujah. He wants to start. He wants you to call him on the scene. Amen. I could see him tonight. The awakened Jesus on the scene. The disciples who that receive inspiration from that seventh seal. Amen. To operate the Word and make it work. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us all stand to our feet. We in that hour, friends. We are in that hour. The hour of crisis is here. Amen. The prophet says, there was something like us today. Those disciples out there on that ship that night, after the revival, was feasting on the results. And now maybe between revivals now, we are looking for another stir. There has got to be something happen now that will gather the church together. Seven thunders will utter its voices and gather the church together. Call them out of blasphemous names into the place where he has placed his name. There he meets with the believer under the blood of Jesus Christ, where they are greater than Moses under the blood of bulls and goats. Think about it. Amen. There will have to be some kind of a press. God always does it that way, to run his people together. I believe it's already been formed. He didn't even see the stock market collapse. He didn't even see the stock market collapse. But we have seen it. Amen. And we are waiting for that to happen. And we are living on the results of the great revival we have just passed. And he is resting. And now Jesus had completed that day and was resting from the works he had did that day, resting for the greater works to begin tomorrow. Amen. And the crisis is here. May dawn upon us tonight to wake him up. He said, how do we wake him up? By believing his word. Amen. You hear it? You hear it? You recognize it to be the truth? Then go to acting upon it. And watch it happen. Let us bow our heads and close our eyes. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great presence that is here all in the building, moving back and forth, waves of inspiration, anointing the hearts of the elect, quickening the minds to your promise, quickening the lives to the age. Oh God, this great quickening power, the quickening influence of the word, raising the people into a higher level of faith. Oh God, to take the word, hide it in their heart, that they will not sin against thee. May they anoint it tonight. May they plead a promise. May it become effective. Oh God, your prophet said, they didn't have to go and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. They only had to mention your name. Jesus. You wasn't even sleeping. You was waiting for them to call you on the scene. Father, we see the darkness. We see the crisis. We see it moving in, Lord. May dawn upon us tonight. May we wake you up, Lord, that the awakened Jesus could stand in our midst, ready to go into action in speaking conditions to master every circumstance, showing you are great as you ever was. Hallelujah! The anointed Messiah. We thank you for the liberty of the Holy Spirit and the unction that you gave to speak your word. May it cause the people, Lord, to break through all unbelief. Break through the sin barrier. Spiritual astronauts moving into that realm where all things are possible. Hallelujah. Oh, grant it tonight, Father. We look forward in the coming services that you would move in a mighty way amongst us. And you would cause us to recognize your great presence, and you would reveal your will more perfectly unto us and perfect what is lacking in our faith. Grant it, Father. We ask it tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless each and every one. We commit them into your hands. Amen and amen. God richly bless you. And I turn this service back to our brother. Amen.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Amén.
¿Están contentos?
Amén.
El ángel del Señor ha estado aquí. El ángel del Señor ha hablado, hermanos, en esta noche. Bendito el Señor.
Amén.
Es una obra grande, hermanos.
Amén.
La que nos toca vivir.
Amén.
Tenemos que reconocer su presencia, hermanos.
Amén. Amén.
Bendito el Señor. Él quiere que nosotros le hablemos, hermano. Lo despertemos. El hermano decía, para despertarlo tenemos que reconocer su presencia. Mi hermano, al reconocer su presencia, tenemos que tornarnos pequeños, hermanos. A rendirnos a Él. Y Él entonces obrará.
Bendito el Señor, hermanos. Yo creo sinceramente que este mensaje ha venido a, a llenar muchas necesidades. Hay crisis. Hay presión de todo tipo, hermanos. Problemas económicos. Problemas en la familia, hermanos. Problemas en lo social, etc. Pero ahí está Él. Él solo espera una actitud, hermanos. Para darnos fuerza, hermanos, en este momento de crisis, Él está aquí para proclamarnos vencedores. Así que en esta noche, hermanos, yo creo que hemos recibido una porción de esa palabra, ese maná de vida, esa porción espiritual, esa porción sobrenatural que necesitamos para poder seguir en esta hora de crisis, porque la apertura está en las puertas. Estamos viendo las sombras ya. Y lo vemos, hermanos, en las cosas, aún en nuestro medio, en nuestro derredor. Ahí estamos viendo esa presión diabólica, hermanos, esa presión demoníaca. Pero allí está Él. Bendito el Señor. Y alabamos el Señor. Mientras orábamos, cada uno de nosotros debió de haber tomado alguna decisión. Si usted no lo hizo, salga reflexionando sobre eso esta noche. El Señor ha comenzado a hablarnos, hermanos, en esta noche. Tenemos que reconocer nuestra misma manifestación, ¿verdad? Tenemos que reconocer nuestro mismo tiempo, hermanos, nuestro propio tiempo. Bendito el Señor. Reconocer, hermanos, entender que algo está sucediendo, ¿eh? Y si el diablo, hermanos, está queriendo tirar un velo para que nosotros no veamos. Pero hermanos, a través de la palabra revelada, la palabra ungida para la hora, podemos ver, darnos cuenta de lo que está pasando. Así que nuestra atención esté centrada, hermanos, en esa palabra ungida para esta hora.
Amén, amén, amén.
O de lo contrario, su visión se desviará. Que el Señor nos ayude en esta noche.
Amén, amén.
Bendito el Señor. La iglesia, hermanos, el profeta dijo, la iglesia sería llena de los grandes poderes del Dios Todopoderoso. Estamos ya llegando a ese momento, pero hay algo que está sucediendo ahora mismo. Ese momento de quietud, hermano. Estamos en una etapa de entrenamiento y aparejamiento. Bendito el Señor, tenemos que reconocer eso. Bueno, Dios nos bendiga en esta noche. Dios bendiga su palabra, hermanos. Y ahora, hermanos, vamos a salir de aquí, hermanos, esperando regresar mañana a las 5 de la tarde otra vez estaremos acá para tener otra reunión similar a esta, y vamos a venir, hermanos, en una mayor expectativa después de haber oído la palabra de esta noche. Vamos a venir, hermanos, esperando que el Señor va a continuar hablándonos o diciéndonos y trayéndonos entonces al lugar donde Él quiere traernos. Bendito el Señor. Tenemos un canto, hermanos, y vamos a ir despidiendo ya. Ahora no es tarde, hermanos, ¿verdad? Cuando recibimos esa porción que necesita nuestras almas, hermanos, cuando somos estimulados, usted sabe, no nos estimula otra cosa, no nos estimulan los cantos en un sentido sí, la música en un sentido sí, pero a la novia lo que le estimula es la palabra. Bendito el Señor. Así que si la palabra está viniendo, hermanos, en la unción del Espíritu Santo, no importa el tiempo, ¿verdad? Gloria al Señor. Este es el día. Bendito Señor. Ayúdenme, hermanos. Vamos a cantar ese cantito. Ya estaremos terminando. Dios bendiga a nuestro hermano Binda y Ale esta noche. Yo sé que Él lo trajo con un propósito, como también a nuestro hermano Eddie Disco. Y eso lo veremos manifestarse, hermanos.
Amigos,
en los días que vamos a estar aquí reunidos, ¿verdad?
Este es el día. ¿Cuánto lo creen? ¿Cuánto de veras creen que este es nuestro día? Sí, Señor, reconozcamos. Reconozcamos nuestro lugar, hermano. Nuestra posición, nuestro día. Nuestra misma manifestación. Sí, Señor. Una vez más, cantamos ese canto y de esa manera quedamos despedidos. No olviden, por favor, hermanos, los pastores, todos los ministros, vamos a estar aquí a las 9:30 mañana sábado. Y también los hermanos que colaboran, como diáconos o que colaboran en el ministerio, pueden estar también presentes. Si ustedes tienen alguna pregunta, hermanos, algún comentario o algo que ustedes quieran consultar, entonces será el momento, ¿verdad?, oportuno mañana. Y entonces, junto nuevamente como este, a las 5 de la tarde. Mientras cantamos, entonces, las hermanas pueden ir saliendo y de esa manera quedamos despedidos esta noche. Dios les bendiga a todos y a los hermanos, por favor, encargados de algunos arreglos para el transporte, por favor, estén pendientes. Lo mismo los hermanos encargados de alojamiento, por favor, tomen nota de dos hermanos que hayan llegado a última hora para que puedan ubicarlos en los respectivos lugares. Este es el día, este es el día de
Quedamos despedidos, amados hermanos. Amén.